You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways that we can more effectively minister and serve Christ. Today we have with us Dr. David Crowe. He's the director of Free Will Baptist North American Ministries. And Dr. Crowe, we've got a pretty important date coming up, the Free Will Baptist North American Ministries offering. Tell us a bit about that offering, what it goes for, and so forth.
This offering, what it helps us do is it helps our general fund to be strong. One of the hardest monies to raise in any department is general fund money. It just is. That's just the way it is. But you got to have a strong general fund to be able to operate. And so we have to raise this money from other places. And so this offering goes a long way in helping keeping that strong. But in that general fund, we also have monies for missionary assistance that we use to train our church planters, to bring them in. We pay the hotels and meals and bring them in for training. We do fellowships and receptions together with them at the national associations. And those things in training, although that comes out of those funds, missionary assistance as well, it helps us. If we have deficit accounts, sometimes we're able to put some of that money into deficit accounts to help bring those accounts out of a deficit. It just helps us in so many ways, just to keep the whole program strong and help keep us, the guys on my staff, there's six of us that travel, and it helps keep us out there in our churches and trying to help our churches and our pastors and our people. So that's a lot of what's mm-hmm. done with it. Yes, sir.
So it's easy for people to forget. It's expensive to travel, and this helps offset that. I think even last week there were folks that came in for boot camp. So you think about how expensive it is to bring that number in, and we've had coaches come in for training, all kinds of ways that these particular resources have given. They can give in a number of ways, can't they?
Yes, they can. They can either send it directly to our department. You can go online and give at our website is fwbnam.com. You can call us and we'll be able to, be able to give you instruction on how to do that, or you can give it in your local church. Many our churches take a special offering on that Sunday for us. Mm-hmm. So and a lot of people that's the way my wife and I like to give. We give through our local church to those things. Mm-hmm. And of course, one of the good things about this offering is it's non-designated monies. In our department, any monies that's designated for anything, we don't take a penny out of those funds to run the office and for the general fund. The honorariums that me and our guys receive when we're out preaching, we turn those into the general fund because that helps it, and it helps us because that in turn, that's where our salaries and benefits are paid from the general fund. And so just so many ways it helps us. And like I said, it helps us. If we don't have to be worried about the general fund, then we can focus more on helping our churches and helping our church planters.
So true. And so like you mentioned earlier about someone's in a deficit, this often helps out so that someone doesn't get discouraged and down and so forth. It can help them with their particular fund. Just helps in so many ways.
Yes, sir. And then you mentioned the pastor's training and as far in the boot camp. We actually have opened up our boot camp. Not just church planters come. We now have pastors and mission board members in different states ask, can we come for that? So we have pastors and mission board members, usually chairmen of our state mission board. They actually come and take that training, and we don't charge them anything for that training. Many times, if they can't pay to come, we'll even pay their way to come to help them be able to get that training. So with that, and then the coaches training, we've been able to help some with that as well. And Dr. Ransom is starting an on-site assessment center where that we'll be able to train our church planters on site right here, do the assessment and the application process, all right here on location, where we've been sending them to other people, other denominations or other groups that have them. We now will have our very own one as Free Will Baptist, which I'm excited about that. But we want to open that up, if pastors have staff members that they would like to come to take this assessment. An amazing process, amazing what you can find out about people, their personalities and their characteristics and their different skills would they succeed well in this area or would they be weak in this area? It just gives you a great insight into their abilities and probabilities of being able to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And so we will probably open that up to pastors or staff, anybody that wants to come, and we'll do that at no charge as well. So we're trying our best to help all our pastors and our churches churches as well as our church planters.
Well, and that's great. And probably a lot of people don't realize that would be really expensive if you had to go and pay for that on your own.
Yeah.
The instruments cost a lot of money. The interpretation cost a lot of money. And it really helps people to be, it's a Psalm 139 thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody is fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah. So you can figure out, this is that's what I'm gifted to do. And oh, what a wonderful thing that is.
So. Yeah, and I'm excited about that because I think it will open up a lot of opportunity. As well, it's going to save us a lot of money because we've been having to pay these other places for our church planters to have these assessments done.
Yes.
And so now we'll be able to do that ourselves. And Brad is really, and he's gone to all the ones we've been sending him to. Mm-hmm. Brad has attended all of these, and he's certified to teach all of these programs. So, I mean, why not? Do that here because he'll be as qualified as anybody I know to do that. So we're excited about that.
It's good stuff. And so there's actually, Brad's done a couple of webinars that are out there at our website, so you can check that out. But also it just goes to the importance of giving to this offering so that we are able to do some of these things to help out. And it helps in many ways, and the money is truly an investment in eternity.
That's right. And we appreciate so much what our churches and pastors and people have done for us over the years in our offering. They've always been very kind and generous to us, and we always want to be careful that we say thank you for what you already do and what you've already done, and we just appreciate anything you can do for us in our offering this year.
Thank you for what you're doing for North American Ministries, and thank you, Dr. Crow, for the good job that your team's doing over there, and we just ask God's continued blessing on you.
Thank you, Dr. Moody, and thank you for this time to share this message.
You bet, and we encourage you all that are listening, share this message with others.
Yes, please.
Like the page, share it with other churches and people in your community, and let's get the word out for the North American Ministry offering.